In the fleshy light of St. Magnus Cathedral, the smooth coffin lid appears white. Within this giant refuge from the wind, nothing else catches my attention. Not the shards of colour in the high round window, not the flames dancing on the candlesticks. Heads lean and bob, but I keep focus, seeking the coffin like searching for a face in the crowd. Here and there, fingers rise and touch against lips or press the underside of noses. The silence is solitary, everyone in their own empty cathedral. In the very front row, there is what looks like a gap, but it's just a head lower than the others, where a little girl sits. Jenna is wearing a dark green dress with a white collar. Seeing her brings a swell of grief, tender, sharp, and clean. The minister stands. Like a box of puppets, the congregation copies. Thank you for coming here today to celebrate Robert's life, and thank you for all your heartfelt and moving tributes. They are testament to his good character and generous spirit. She looks down briefly at her notes, adjusting her glasses before resuming. Together, let us pray that everyone who grieves will be consoled, just as everyone who dies will find eternal rest. We pray for Robert's parents, for his sister and brother. We ask that they are comforted in this time of sorrow. We pray for Robert's daughter, Jenna. We know that she will remember his kind attentiveness as a father. We pray for Robert's wife, Tessa. Tessa is next to Jenna. Her narrow shoulders held rigid, her pale neck stands out starkly against the black collar of her jacket. That she will find strength in her grief, that her friends and family will keep Robert's memory alive with her. The tissue clasped between my fingers will not compact any further. The words of the prayer begin to lose meaning. Tessa can't be buying any of this, I think. But then I see her shoulders begin to quiver. A small heat haze wobble. A less keen observer might not notice. There's a tight pain across my larynx. Weakness rises up through my legs. How can Tessa possibly cope when I can barely stand here listening to this? How is anyone meant to cope? My best friend. Someone nearby is sobbing. Despite everything, despite this being a wholly suitable place and time to break down and cry, the noise is embarrassing. I hold my breath to keep silent, mop away the marching drops, seek distraction, anything to take me away from this moment, this place, because Robbie is dead. From outside there comes the short, flat whistle of oyster catchers coming up from the harbour. Back to where the old shore used to be. Do the birds somehow remember? Do they know what we have claimed from them?